It's homecoming and independence, and we are here in the hallowed halls of the Mustang celebrating with some of the student body. I'm being joined by
Sydney Schwartz.
Now, Sydney, you are a
senior.
Now, you have been on student council too, and you're one of the co-presidents along with Callie. Has that added a little bit of pressure to this homecoming for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've been working on this all the time for the last couple of weeks.
Has it hit you that this is your last homecoming?
Not yet. I mean, it is bittersweet knowing that today is our last homecoming pep rally, and on Saturday we'll have our last homecoming dance, but I don't know if it really will sink in until later on in the year.
So what, excluding this one that you're preparing, what would you say the big homecoming memory in your time here has been?
I've been at Independence since I was in kindergarten, and the one thing I remember every year is the parade and just like the community, the feeling of everyone coming together. It's really awesome.
So are you going to be marching in the parade then?
I will be rollerblading with the cross country team.
What's the day that you really are looking forward to, the event that you're looking forward to?
Honestly, the event I think I'm most excited for is the pep rally we're having later today. We have different competitions with each grade competing against each other. We're all wearing our designated colors. Seniors are pink. I know juniors are purple. We'll all be separated into the bleachers and then competing against each other for bragging rights.
Oh, that sounds like fun, though. Any predictions about the game?
Definitely a Mustang win.
Well, we wish you well in your endeavors and, of course, a great homecoming as well. We are celebrating homecoming with Independence right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.